We're continuing with Sino. Let's look at chapter 30, Pasuk 6, Pasuk Vav. Kirega be'apo chayim birtzono. Almost always after a tzinor, you'll find a tzinor and then a revia olev yored or a galgal olev yored. So it almost always follows. If we look down two psukim later, Hashem, you have it? Adonai birtzonecha he'emata lehareri oz histarta fanecha hagiti nival. So again, you add a revia gadol, the first word of the pasuk, because it's alone, right? So it's a revia. And notice the pause. He's calling out to Hashem. Hashem. And then a tzinor. Why is it a tzinor? Because it's on the last syllable of the word. Birtzonecha. And then a galgal leading into an olev yored. He'emata lehareri oz. And then on fanecha, again you have a revia gadol. Histalta fanecha hagiti nival. And again, the revia is a revia gadol, because it is not followed by an olev yored. We skip the next pasuk, and again, mabetza bedami beriditi el shachat. Again, mabetza bedami. We're at the end of chapter 30. Mabetza bedami beriditi el shachat hayodecha afar hayagid amitecha shema Adonai vechoneni Adonai heyei ozer li hafachta mispedi lemachol li pitachta saki vateazereini simcha. So again, hafachta mispedi. Hafachta mispedi lemachol li pitachta saki vateazereini simcha. Let's go to the next chapter. Again, just to practice the revia gadol, because very often we have that a chapter begins with the revia gadol. Lam natzeach mizmor le David becha Adonai chasiti al evosha leolam betzidkatecha faleteini hatei elai oznecha mehera hatzileini heyeli letzuma oz leveit metzudot lehoshieini. Let's skip the next pasuk, and then the following pasuk again begins with the revia gadol. Totzi'eini. Next pasuk will begin with a tzinor, right? Why is that a tzinor and not a tzinorit? Because it's on the last syllable. Beyadecha afkid ruchi padita oti Adonai el emet saneti hashomerim havleshav va'ani el Adonai batachti Now, the next pasuk, we're going to have a reviyah, but is it a reviyah gadol or katon? What's after the reviyah? En olevi ored. So then it's a reviyah katon. It's going to lead in. Reviyah olevi ored. Agila ve'esmecha bechasdecha. Asher ra'ita et onyi. I'm sorry, you were right. After ra'ita, there's a slight pause because it's a dechi. Asher ra'ita et onyi yadata betzarot nafshi. Let's skip the next pasuk, and then we're going to have a tzinor. But here, you don't have a revia after the tzinor. Right? So then it goes as follows. Tzinor ki tzar li. It's a you just read through it. Okay? Over here you don't have the revia, so let's read that pasuk. Choneini Adonai ki tzar li ashesha v'chas eini nafshi uvitni ki chalu v'yagon chayai ushnotai ba'anacha kashal ba'avoni chochi va'atzamai asheishu. Kol tzorerai hayiti cherpa velishchenai meod ufachad lim yudai roai bachutz nadedu mimeni. We'll skip the next pasuk. Ki shamati dibat rabim magor misaviv behivasedam yachad alai. The end of this pasuk we didn't learn yet. That's a special tune. We didn't learn that yet. Okay, so you guys have a picture of it. The revia tzinor, revia olevi ored.